Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. You a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
welcome to the show, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, I have a great show set up for you today. And again, our show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA On Duty can take care of any of your needs or concerns. Give them a call today at 770-732-0244. Now, I know it's getting close to the end of the year, guys, and I know you're thinking about income taxes. So this is the time to contact our sponsor. They can help you with arrangements for your taxes, what to do to get everything in order, and, of course, they can prepare whatever you need. All right? Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Facebook, Twitter, and those of you who are listening live to the show via the internet at blogtalkradio.com. I also promote the show through the show page. And if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of the page, type in the search box there, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. And that way, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, or you set it up through Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, those that are listening to the show via the show page online, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon so that you can set up reminders about the show, okay? Now, so we got that out of the way. Let's see what else. Guys, today has been... By the way, the calling number to the show again is 818-301-5834. Now, today has been one of those days where you ever been to a point where, okay, you worked and then when you got home, you were tired, but you didn't get the proper sleep that you needed before going back to work the next day. I mean, not that you didn't get any sleep, but you just didn't get the proper sleep. During the day. That's what happened to me on yesterday. See, what happens is that you wake up, go to work, get off work, you come home, start doing different stuff. And the next thing you know, you're like, okay, I need to go to bed at this time. But you don't go to bed for a few hours later. And you don't get the proper sleep that you usually get or the amount of sleep that you usually get, and then now it's time to get up and go back to work. So the next day after you get done at work and you come home, it's like your body is dog tired. And it will, your body will lay down for you. After a while, that you know, you haven't replenished it, you haven't recharged it or anything, it will recharge on its own. It'll make you lay down, right? Well, that's what happened to me over the last 24 hours. Yesterday, I didn't get the proper amount of sleep that I usually get. So that hurt me yesterday. But today, no worries. I've been able to get all the sleep in that I've needed. Okay? So I'm good to go. Now, today's show, guys. Today's show is called Some Stuff That You Probably Have Never Thought About. Now, the reason I came up with this topic is because I was sitting around talking to my best friend, and we were saying that, man, some stuff that you probably have never thought about, you know, was weird. And I said, man, I can use that as a show title, because I don't mean that stuff that you have never thought about in your whole life. I'm just saying that things that you may see, but you don't really think about how they work or why they work or, you know, why they're there. And I came up with a couple of them. The first one is, you know how you see like here in Georgia, we got a few man-made lakes. One is Lanier and one is West Point. Now, some people may have not known that Lanier and West Point are man-made lakes. And you say, what do you mean man-made lake, Frank? What I mean is that Lake Lanier is really the Chattahoochee River. Okay? And some of you guys probably know that. But Lake Lanier is really the Chattahoochee River. And what happened is, I'm not sure the date, but some years back, they built the dam. They looked at the topography of the land and they, you know, strategically found a place to build a dam on the river. Once they built the dam on the river, then they used the dam to not close off the river, but to slow down the water and back that water up. That means that now the dam is put there. Now all the water can't flow freely through there like it has been. So they put the dam there and they backed up most of the water. So the water is still coming, but it can't go anywhere. So when it hits the dam, it starts to fill up right there and push all the way back. Water's still coming, like I said. And so the water starts to fill up right there. And then it floods everything behind it. Okay? You know how you know, when you close off the bathtub, when you're getting ready to take a bath, when you're getting ready to run your water for a bath, you know, you have to stop the hole in the floor of the tub so that the water will build up so you can get in there and take your bath. Well, that's the same thinking about a dam, okay? If you hadn't put the plug in for, you know, to stop the water from going out of the tub, then you never have a tub of water. The water just keeps going out, right? So that's the same concept with the dam. The dam's built to stop the water from going out, okay? And that's not the only purpose of a dam. The other purpose of a dam is to create electricity, okay? So that's another function of the dams. That's another reason dams were built. Now, so everything behind the dam where the river was flowing is starting to flood. I don't care what's there, you know, you got, that's why you have, like in Lanier, if you dive in Lanier, like when they have drownings at Lake Lanier, they have the divers to go down and look for the bodies. And, you know, I know that when they go down and look for the bodies, they see all kinds of stuff. You know, you may see cars or even houses and all, you know, all kind of stuff that was left behind before they dammed up the river and flooded everything behind it. I mean, old road beds where the road came through right there, flooded. And so you got trees underneath the water that were, you know, flooded over. And that's how when you're fishing like me, you can find some way like a old road bed that comes through the lake. You sit on top of that road bed and you got fish on both sides of that road bed. You know, you can see on your depth finder. I know I'm probably getting a little bit off subject here, but you can see on your depth finder for the lake how the lake is 70 feet deep right here. And then all of a sudden it starts to come up to 40 feet deep. And then it'll stay at 40 feet deep while you're riding across that road bend. And then it'll drop off again on the other side back to 50, 60, 70 feet deep. And there are fish sitting on both sides of that old road bend. So you can catch fish right there. But the key is to be able to understand maybe how everything was set up before they flooded the little town right there. Same thing with West Point Lake. West Point Lake, when the dam was built, same concept of Lake Lanier, to build a dam right there, to back that water up, flood that little town right there behind the dam, and voila, now you've got a man-made lake. The river channel is still coming through the lake, so the Florida River, the current of the river, is still going through the lake. Okay, it's like the lake sitting on top of the river. You can't tell from the river, from the lake water, that the river's constantly moving through. But sometimes when we're fishing at night, and you're sitting there under the bridge waiting for a bite, then you see the water constantly flowing underneath the bridge. And that's the that's the river. All right. You're in the river channel. Okay? Under the bridge. That's in the river channel. Now, you think about another way is that you got the river channel coming through here, but then you got some creeks and stuff that run into the river. And then you got coves that you have that are off of the river. That you can go and sit in a cove, and you don't even have to anchor the boat. You can just sit there in the cove, and the boat may drift, but it's not gonna like drift down the river. It's gonna sit there in that cove because there isn't a current running through to push your boat. Okay, so you can actually step in a cove, and you can anchor out, and you can sit there and sit there and sit there for hours, days, weeks, whatever. But the dams are built in order to back that water up and flood whatever behind it. Okay? Carefully thought out. The water's backed up in there to flood that town. And that's why a lot of the local people down in LaGrange call West Point Lake the backwaters. Because all that water was backed up by the dam. Okay? They call it the backwaters. I don't know if you guys have heard of that before, but that's exactly the meaning behind that. Now, another thing that you probably have never thought about, and like I said, you may have, but I always wonder, how do they get those little ships in the bottle? Now, I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to try to elaborate on it, but I don't know how they get those little ships in the bottles. I think, now, someone can correct me on sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened. Had a little technical difficulty there. But we're back and rolling. So, you know, when I was growing up as a young kid, some of you that know me, my mom always took us to the beach on vacation in the summer. And when we go to the beach on vacation, we go to these gift stores, gift shops, souvenir shops, whatever you want to call it. And you see those souvenirs, little ships in the bottle. You're like, man, how did they squeeze that ship through that hole into that bottle and make it work and then put it together? When you think about it, there's no way to do that. I believe, and this is my opinion, guys, I believe that the ship was made, the bottle is two pieces, and once the ship is made, you sit the ship inside, you glue the ship inside that half of the bottle, then you take the other half of the bottle and put it on top to make the bottle a hole. And then you got the ship inside the bottle. That's my theory. Okay? That's my theory. If you just joined the show, guys, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5855. 3-4, that's 818-301-5834. Title of the show is Some Stuff That You Probably Have Never Thought About. Now, join the show tomorrow. As tomorrow is, I'm going to do a recipe online tomorrow, on the show tomorrow. I'm going to do a recipe. Now, don't miss the show, because the recipe that I'm going to give is for candied yams. I did some candied yams for the first time, just after Thanksgiving. I didn't do them before Thanksgiving, but I did them just after Thanksgiving. And once I found the recipe for the candy yams, sounded like the recipe that my grandmother used. Now, I never knew exactly what her recipe was, but I did know, like, the smell of it, okay? So, by looking at that recipe that I found online, I thought that that had the best opportunity to be close to the candy yams that my grandmother made. So I used that recipe, and I'm going to share it with you tomorrow on the show, all right? So thank you guys for listening in to the show. Now, despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Join me tomorrow as I give out a recipe for candy yams. This is the Frank Williams Show. I'm Frank Williams, and I'm over, and I'm definitely out. Take care of yourselves, guys, and have a great evening.